Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to the regular meeting of the Board of Education for Washington Local Schools. Today is September 19th, 2018, and it is 6 o'clock p.m. Mr. Falk, will you please call the roll?
Mr. Hughes.
Present.
Ms. Canales.
Present.
Mr. Hillstrup.
Present.
Mr. Hunter.
Present.
Mr. Sharp.
Present.
Also present, Dr. Hayward, Mr. Davis, and myself.
Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Tonight we have the pleasure of having the Whitmer Choral Group here tonight to sing us the national anthem, led by music director Randy Bauman. Would you like to introduce the members of your choir?
We'll have them introduce themselves.
That would be great.
And the same full name and what entry.
I'm Megan Hardy and I'm a sophomore. I'm Lindsay Schoonmaker, I'm a senior.
I'm Nicholas Connor and I'm a senior.
I'm Justin Lee Price and I'm a sophomore.
I'm Allison Baker and I'm a junior.
I'm Noah Cook and I'm a senior.
I'm Mary Holland and I'm a sophomore.
Thank you once again. Just one example of the great things happening in Washington Local. Thank you so much. I love music, and I'd invite you to join us on Friday night for a lot of music with the band at the and the snake dance tomorrow night as well. Before we undertake community comment this evening, I want to take a brief moment to reflect on how very precious life may be. While never easy to deal with, when someone is well into their twilight years, there is an expectation that they may soon be meeting their maker. However, when a young person is prematurely snatched away, for whatever reason, even when we've perhaps been afforded an opportunity to say goodbyes, the death is much more difficult to deal with. Our Washington Local family has recently been dealt several severe blows, which are difficult, if not impossible, to comprehend. As you may know, Whitmer Jr. Audrey Paitlin passed away Tuesday, September 11th, as a result of a motorcycle accident. Ms. Paitlin was in our CTC criminal justice program. I'm told that she was particularly fond of the mall, was very helpful when needed, and loved spending times with friend and family, enjoying a variety of outdoor recreational activities. Equally tragic, Whitmer Sr., Serena Gonzalez, passed away on Saturday, September 15th. Ms. Gonzalez was also a member of the CTC Criminal Justice Program. I'm told that Serena was a former member of the Toledo Police Athletic Boxing League program. She was described as a real go-getter and loved music as well. Additionally, senior Javante Brunson was struck by a car on Saturday, September 15th, and remains in Toledo Hospital in critical condition. I'd ask you to join me in a moment of silence in honor and recognition of these young people and their families, and offer up your thoughts and prayers during this extremely difficult time for those families, their friends, and our students and staff. Thank you. Now, at this time, I would invite members of the community who wish to speak to the board to step forward and offer their comment. I would ask that as you step forward, you give your name and address and limit your comments to 3 minutes in duration. Ms. Gilliam, good evening.
Hi. My name is Karen Gilliam, 1380 McClure Road, Toledo, Ohio. I'm here tonight as president of OPC 279 Classified Employees to pass along the information to the board that OPC has endorsed the levy for Washington local schools. We endorsed last week. Also, just an information piece, the AFL-CIO will vote tomorrow night on their endorsements, and I foresee no problem getting the endorsement from AFL-CIO.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that very much.
Thank you, Karen.
Anyone else? There being none, Dr. Hayward.
It is my pleasure to invite several students tonight because they received a perfect score on one section of the Ohio State test. 13 Washington local students received that perfect score. We've invited these students to be honored tonight, and I would like to ask that each student come forward to be recognized as I call your name. Quentin Peters, Algebra 1. Abby Griffin, ELA 2. Jacob Curtis, Math, Grade 3. Addison First, Math, Grade 3. Emmeline Kinzer, Math, Grade 3. Emma Golden, English Language Arts, Grade 4. Brian Wadonka, Math, Grade 4. Jack Kwapik, Math, Grade 5. Logan Heilman, Science, Grade 5. Anna Metzger, Math, Grade 6. John Van Zyl, Math, Grade 6. Brianna Anderson, Math, Grade 6. Hayden Shea, Math, Grade 6. We are exceptionally proud of the achievement of each of these students. Please join me in giving them another round of applause. I am. At this time, I would also like to ask the parents and guardians to please stand up so we can applaud you as well.
You folks are free to leave if you'd like. You're welcome to stay, and we'll be here for another hour or so. So, have a great evening. Enjoy the vestiges of the summer.
Next presentation will be given by our HR director, Lori Berryman. So, Lori, if you could come up.
Good evening. On September 6th and 7th, the district hosted Dr. David Braswell, CEO and co-founder of Upslope Solutions. This program was introduced to our district about 3 years ago. The objective of this training was for WLS administrators and supervisors to use Upslope to implement the employee code of conduct with fidelity for all employees. The employee code of conduct focuses on 12 expected behaviors that employees are trained on and sign receipt of annually through Safe Schools. The Upslope program assists us as a district in following the appropriate procedures for progressive discipline. This program also enables us to be on the same page and provide consistency for our staff. Tonight, I am asking that Dr. Hayward and each board member sign the employee expected behaviors in support of the adherence of these standards for all Washington local employees.
Thank you.
Thank you for your support.
Thank you, Ms. Berryman. Mr. Falk.
I'd like to have a board exhibit 2 minutes. I recommend a Board of Education approve the minutes of the regular meetings of August 8th, 14th, 15th, 2018 as presented.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Canales.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hughes. Discussion? There being none, call the roll, please.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Sharp.
Yes.
Mr. Hughes.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Ilstrom.
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Next item, financial reports and investments. First one is summary of cash balances by fund. Cash balances for all funds increased by $15.5 million. Revenue, all funds revenue was $26.8 million. Expenditures for the month was $11.2 million for all funds. We have the cash reports, checks written, and summary of investment earnings. We earned $88,791 for the month of August. Request motion for approval.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hughes. Discussion? There being none, call the roll, please.
Mr. Sharp?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Ostro?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Next item, authorization for payment of legal fees. I recommend a Board of Education approve the following payments of legal fees as presented. Bricker and Eckler for July services, $20,853.40. Spanger and Atheson, July services, $601.25.
Motion to pay them.
Motion by Mr. Sharp. I'll second the motion. Discussion?
The only thing, you know, month after month we see our legal fees, and it just seems that they're just so high. And I hate to say that, but we have got to somehow start looking at what's going on with our legal fees and address them. You know, $20,000 a month, it used to be $2,000 and $3,000. And I know we've gone through a lot, but we've got to do something to address the large amount of use of our attorneys. It's just exorbitant, in my opinion.
Anyone else?
I agree.
I think we all agree.
It sickens me to spend $20,000 a month for this. I'd rather see it go in a classroom.
There being no other, call the roll.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Ostro?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Sharp?
Yes.
Passes 5-0. Next item, Exhibit 5, Return of Advances. I recommend a Board approve the Return of Advances as presented. They totaled $400,000.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hunter.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hughes. Discussion? There being none, call the roll, please.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Ostro.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Sharp.
Yes.
Mr. Hughes.
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. I now recommend a Board of Education approve advances as presented. This is from the general fund, $400,000, to the cafeteria fund for $130,000, tech prep $5,000, miscellaneous state $10,000, Title 6B $90,000, Perkins $20,000, Title 3 $5,000, Title 1 $90,000, Title 2 $30,000, and miscellaneous $20,000.
Jeff, can you explain real quick? Do we have
Thank
a motion
you.
Already?
We need a motion.
We don't.
We do have a motion?
We don't
no,
have
we
a
need
motion.
One.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hunter.
Second.
Second by Ms. Canales.
Can you explain the whole process just of advance in, advance out, so people understand what we're looking at?
The first motion, or the first item on number 5, but advances are loans. Basically, what the Ohio Revised Code requires funds not to be negative, cash-wise. You can't spend money you don't have. So what the board does, and all districts do, all government entities does, we advance money from the general fund to attempt to or to have a positive cash balance. So every year, being the R advances, otherwise known as loans, they have to be paid back within a year. So every year we advance funds from the general fund to mainly grant funds, and then in the fall, we then return those. This year, they're usually very similar, but this year being the struggle in the cafeteria fund, we did increase, or I do recommend increasing it by $15,000 to offset the deficits that are occurring there. And then the rest of the grants is cash flow. One thing the federal government did, we used to be able to ask like a couple weeks ahead of time for the money. Now they want you to be deficit spending to spend the money before they pay you. So example, payroll might be on Friday. I can request the money on Monday. We usually get it Thursday or Friday, and then we could pay the bill. Now they kind of want you to wait till that money's out, and then you get reimbursed.
Thank you.
So that's what the advances do to help us, the timing.
Any other questions? We have a motion by Mr. Hunter, a second by Ms. Canales. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Ostro.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Sharp.
Yes.
Mr. Hughes.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Thank you for the explanation.
Next item, appropriation modification. There is a replacement page. We bumped up the district manager activity of a building requested additional dollars. I thought we have an updated budget. So therefore, I recommend the Board of Education approve the following appropriation modification at fund level as presented.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hughes.
Second.
Second by Mr. Sharp. Discussion? There being none, call the roll, please.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Sharp.
Yes.
Mr. Hughes.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Ostrom.
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Next item, Exhibit 8. I recommend the Board of Education accept the real estate broker services proposal by N.I. Harmon Group for the sale of the remaining Trilby property at 5720 Secor Road, effective September 19, 2018 through September 19, 2019.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Hunter, second by Ms. Canales. Discussion?
Have we used these guys before?
No, we've been trying to sell the property for about 8 years. We started off with Signature. We then went to Reckl Klein. And now we're trying this firm. We did lower the price from $415 to $395. It is next to General Dollar across from Brandy's. We anticipate to hopefully try to sell it the next year or two, if not sooner.
What you have to maintain it. Firms? I was going to say I applaud your finding a firm. Hopefully they'll be a little bit more aggressive than our past, and we don't want to be landlords and, So hopefully they worked out for us.
And we're in a unique position as a governmental entity. Once we sell it, we then start collecting taxes on it. So the quicker we sell it, like with General Dollar, we receive, they bought the other portion of Trilby. We now did receive payment for that, and then now we're also earning taxes. We're paying tax revenue. It's on the tax rolls.
What's Harmon's outlook on potential sale? What's Harmon's outlook on that?
This would be the third firm that speaks very positive, very, very happy. They feel they're going to sell it, and they always feel good. Real estate markets, they said, starting to turn around in Toledo, especially vacant land. But again, it's been for sale that was in my update, 7-8 years. So it's been for sale for a long time.
Okay.
Mr. Sharp, would you like to buy that?
No, I don't have funds for that right now.
You're the new guy. We thought we'd throw that out there.
Anything further? There being none, call the roll, please.
Mr. Sharp.
Yes.
Mr. Hughes.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Ostrom.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Next item, Exhibit 9. I recommend the Board of Education approve the Whitmer High School Memorial Stadium scoreboard advertising agreement as presented. This is for J Cup Pizza, 1-year agreement, August 1st, 2018 through July 31st, 2019. Payment would be $3,000 be deposited to the Whitmer Athletic Department, and $2,000 of value in product will be provided to the Whitmer Athletic Department.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ms. Canales, second by Mr. Sharp.
Hunter.
I'm sorry, Mr. Hunter.
Did this change recently?
No, this is, I believe, the second or third year with this company. We do have, used to have six. We now have 5 advertisers on the scoreboard. We dedicated those funds to the Permanent Improvement Fund. Mm-hmm. I believe we're either paid off or close to paying off the scoreboard. I believe it was around $270,000. So we were making anywhere from now 25,000, used to be 30,000 payments to add Coca-Cola funds that were used to pay down that debt. We now we told Mr. Snook that if he would get other advertisers that he could, as long as they put a sign up on the board, he can get the money for his. So to incent him to go out and try to get more advertisers. So he uses this product, he that sells the product in a concession stand.
So we do have room left on the scoreboard for advertisement?
I believe they're adding things down at the bottom. We have one company that did not renew last year. They're still up there. We're assuming they're not going to renew this year. And I believe, my recommendation is that we then remove that advertiser. See, they have not paid for 2 years.
What's a typical cost to get somebody on that board?
Currently it's $5,000 a year.
Okay. Right.
So this is in kind. And I believe it's Lords, UT, Savage Associates, and Paramount.
Okay. Thanks, Jeff.
It's kind of nice to see Jacobs on there because they're kind of a ma-and-pa pizza place in our district, and alumnus of the high school. They're not the big names. It's nice to see Paramount and everybody there. But it's kind of nice to see the family name. And it's just I like to see that type of thing.
Jacob Pizza has been very good to this district, and I think we should definitely honor that.
How long have they been with us? It's been a long time, hasn't it?
I believe this might be the third year for the scoreboard advertising.
There's no cost to this.
They have provided pizza for, I don't know how many years.
Yeah, that's what I meant. But,
$12 for parking.
Since 2010, I believe.
No mileage any to charge.
I didn't think about that.
Any other comment?
No.
Yeah, let me calculate.
There being none, call the roll, please.
Mr. Hughes.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Ostrop.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Sharp.
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Next item, Exhibit 10. I recommend the Board of Education approve board member attendance at professional conference as follows. Member attending Christopher Sharp, OSBA School Security and Safety Solutions Summit. Convention Center, Columbus, Ohio, September 12, 2018.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ms. Canales, second by Mr. Hughes. Discussion?
Hey, Chris, I just want to thank you. I know that it was taking some time out of your family and your work schedule, and I know how valuable they are when I was a new board member, so I appreciate you taking the time to do that. Yep. So.
No problem. Thanks for appreciating it.
Did you want to comment at all at this time about the conference?
Yeah, I was actually going to wait for my comment time.
Yeah, but
I can comment on that right now. It was an actual privilege to be able to do that. Very humbling with some of the stories that we heard. There was a lot of keynote speakers that were very important people that were making movements to try to bring safety to our schools, gun-free violence, violence-free. Atmospheres for our kids. A lot of it was active shooter response prevention and preparedness. There was a lot of steps involved in that. They went through all the steps from traffic flow all the way to reunification with the parents and students, to debriefing and media. It was all about prevention. It was not about response, but they did teach about response. Their biggest message was that the solution is not law enforcement. The solution is our educators. And, we need high intensity training. You can never be prepared too much for something like that. And it does happen. And we've had 37 school shootings in Ohio between 1974 and 2000. And they had some interesting facts on that. 93% of those were planned events. And out of those planned events, 80% of those people warned someone, which is a sibling or a classmate. It was all evidence-based. There was a lot of other people who were concerned about the behaviors of those kids that were involved in those shootings. And, it was basically see something, say something was their message. And we, as parents, have to get that out to our kids. We have to discuss it with our kids at home and prepare them for this because we never know if it could happen here. We never want to say it'll never happen here because that's what all those people thought when it happened at their schools. And they weren't prepared for it. We've had an incident here where we had a big scare, and it was a big eye-opener for us. And I think that this is a serious issue that's going on in this nation right now, and we definitely need to, move forward and be progressive with that training and that preparation. So yeah, that was pretty much what the whole gist of that was, and it was very enlightening. Like I said, it was great that I went had an opportunity to do that.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Any other?
Thanks, Chris.
No problem.
Right, for being on, call the roll, please.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Ostrow.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Absolutely.
Mr. Sharp.
Abstain.
Mr. Hughes.
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
Good evening. Thank you very much for coming tonight. First thing in my report is the snake dance. This week is homecoming week. Students, staff, and families are invited to join their schools in participating in the annual snake dance, which is tomorrow, September 20th. Either lining the streets and enjoying the parade or entering the stadium and being part of your school. The snake dance will start at Warner Elementary at 6 p.m. and conclude at the Whitmer Stadium with a pep rally. So please consider coming. We are excited and we can't wait to see you. Candlelight Walk. Our annual Candlelight Walk will be held on Monday, October 15th at 6:30. The Candlelight Walk is a special Washington local tradition. Students, staff, parents, and community members are invited to participate in this fun yet very serious message. The night culminates with students making a pledge to remain drug-free and everyone walking together around the campus. It's truly a special evening for our Washington local family. Over the past couple weeks, I've been out in buildings giving out positivity awards, and I really recommend, if you're not on social media, that you consider it, because we are showcasing all the great things we're doing in each building, and I'm also sharing some of those live Facebook clips of those positivity awards. We have amazing staff in our district, and it's so nice to highlight the great things they are doing in their buildings and their departments. Another exciting event that's going to be happening in our Whitmer High School auditorium is on October 4th from 6 to 8 p.m. It's for adults only. And it is called, Is Your Child on Social Media? Learn how to empower your child to make safe and healthy choices online. So we're bringing in experts to talk to our parents and our community, and please consider coming as you hear how to support your child in a safe way as they navigate through social media.
Susan, what time was that?
It is from 6 to 8 p.m. on October 4th.
Thank you.
I would like to recognize Mr. Hunter at this time, because Mr. Hunter in January will have served 25 years as a board member, and the Ohio School Board Association will be recognizing him at the Capitol Conference on November 11th at the general session. And Mr. Hunter, out of 3,400 devoted school board members in the state of Ohio, he is one of 32 that have served 25 years or more. So, Mr. Hunter, I really want to thank you for your service to this district. And that concludes my report.
Thank you, Dr. Hayward. Mr. Hughes.
Good evening, everyone. As we know, we've had a very tough time in this district. We've had things that we didn't expect, from children dying as well as kids having tragic accidents. This is my professional field that I deal with, and my career has been based mostly in pediatrics. This is really tough for families. This is tough for community members, and I really would like for us to think about that and remember that tonight when we say our prayers, because this does affect a lot of people, and I think we all should embrace how impactful this is and how this has affected our students as well. One of the things that we are talking about with our levy campaign is mental health. And I know that has been a discussion that we're discussing, but what do we do with mental health? Because I think we have come to a time, as Mr. Sharp has said, that things have changed in this nation. And one of the levy promises that we are making is mental health. I don't exactly know. We're looking at that. But we are promising that we're going to provide resources to our mental health. Being that that is one of the passions, healthcare, that is one of the passions of mine, I promise this community, and I hope this board will join me, in ensuring that we do what's best for our kids, what that looks like. We do have opportunities that this board is considering that will give us opportunities to make decisions for mental health and how we can best serve our children. But do know that we are doing everything we can to make sure that we are there as a support structure to our teachers, our certified staff, our administration, and our families. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hughes. Ms. Canales?
You know, obviously, you know what, the moment of silence, and this has been, for all of us, it's been difficult. And we've all dealt with it in a lot of different ways. I think the shining stars out here are certainly, you know, this board, our superintendent, Susan, that was there every single time we got a call, she was right there with the parents. You know, to Christy, you know, we've had some conversations, to all the teachers and just all of us, how we've dealt with it. It's tough, you know. It's, you know, we are in the business of kids, and this is not what we're supposed to be doing. But, you know, I'll tell you, when I stepped into the funeral home and I listened to the music and I saw, you know, it was a celebration of life. And when you have a mother that comes up and she's grieving, but she is worried about me and us as board members, and she clearly said, I cannot thank this district. I cannot thank every single teacher that showed up, every child that showed up. She goes, we feel so much love, and that got us through this. And, you know, when I'm trying to consult her, she's literally doing that for us. And you know, with the many couple years that it's been difficult around here, we all deal with things differently, and it's been difficult. I have never been more proud of being a board member. And I just thank this community, because we are an amazing district and probably the best district in the whole state of Ohio. I can promise you that. So it's a privilege to sit here, and I just want to thank everybody that has really kind of come together and made it feel not only the support, but the WLS family that we stand by. So I thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Callis.
Yeah, you know, since I've been thinking about all of the safety and security of these kids and the well-being of these kids, I grew up with a grandfather who was a fireman. Being in the trades, we implement safety continuously. That's everything we think about constantly. And I've done a lot of research in the fire life safety. I've been thinking about fire safety a lot. We have several surrounding districts that have adopted policies for you know, having their HVAC and dampers and their fire life safeties inspected. It's actually a state code, state building and fire code. And if you don't have these things done, you're actually in violation. I'm not sure if we've been compliant with that or not. But I know that TPS, Maumee, and Lorain County District has adopted these things recently, within the last three to four months. And I would like to make a motion, if I can, to adopt policy language to see if that we can get HVAC and damper inspections by qualified ICB and ANSI technicians or contractors, if that's possible, so that we make sure that these kids are kept safe in event of a fire. If we were on a lockdown, a classroom could be filled with smoke in 20 to 30 seconds. And, you know, I just want to make sure that we keep on top of that.
Could you repeat your motion, please?
The motion would be to adopt policy language to have dampers and HVAC units inspected every 4 years in Ohio and in our district by ICB and ANSI, A-N-S-I, that's the American National Standards Institute, qualified contractor.
Is that specific language, or are we looking at, are you just suggesting in general that
I think by the state codes, when they have to, when they're inspected, they have to be inspected by somebody who's qualified.
Well, if we're already required by state law to do those things, I suspect that we don't necessarily need a motion to.
I might suggest that you withdraw the motion and make a recommendation that the treasurer look into that language and where we're at it, and then bring it back to our next meeting as whether we need a motion.
Okay, yeah, we may not need the motion. I'll withdraw the motion. I just want to make the recommendation then. That sounds good to me.
Yeah, I'll look
okay,
into
thanks,
that.
Dave. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Ms. Faub. Anything further, Mr. Sharp?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you again for your report on the security meeting. Papa Hunter.
What?
Papa Hunter.
Yeah. Well, I've got a few notes written down here. I'm not feeling very well tonight. I've been carrying a box of Kleenex with me for 3 weeks now, and it's just, anyhow. It was nice to see, what's that?
You're too heavy?
It's just allergies and life and just tired. But it was really nice to see OPC come up before the group here and acknowledge the levy and show the support of their employees. Something about OPC in the last couple of years has just really driven me to have great feelings. It seems like the employees are really behind the initiatives and going forward, and I'm hoping that we see the same type of initiative come forward from TALS. But it's so nice to have employees that you see fighting for you and with you. Going ahead with this levy is important. It's going to be it. That was a very good thing. I mean, I don't know if people realize how much that means to have your union and the membership come forward and say, we're with you and we're going to go out there and work. And so I just thank OPC for coming before us and doing that. That was a really nice thing. I have to at least mention the football game against St. John's. I really like beating St. John's in anything, and particularly football. It was one of those games that I think I've never seen a game like that where in the last 5 minutes of the game, the teams were each ahead twice. So that's pretty encouraging there. But it was nice to beat St. John's, and I want to go on record. It was also, you know, we're going through a lot of emotions with some of the things happening in our district. But, you know, the preciousness of life is one of the reasons I think we're all involved in education, be you a teacher, a bus driver, a board member. And then tonight we see those kids come out here and sing the national anthem. And you hear those individual voices together blending. And I think that really brings to us the importance of that preciousness of life. And then the young people who came before us with perfect scores on state testing. You know, that's not an easy thing to do, to get a perfect score on a state test. I mean, those are our future leaders that were up here ahead of us. Those are the people who are going to be paying my Social Security and are going to be operating on me and are going to be the judges in my courts. Those are the kids that, you know, we need to be realizing that that's our future right there. Those academics, that's encouraging to see that kind of thing. So amidst all the grasping the preciousness of life is really important, but to celebrate with us also. We had a special board meeting, a Saturday session, work session this past Saturday, and people think I like getting up on Saturdays at 8 o'clock to go to meetings. I don't. I actually hate it. But I'm the big proponent, and people keep wanting to fight with me about it, but we get more done on a Saturday work session than any other time as a board because we were there for almost 4 hours. And you can't do that at a public board meeting like this and discuss topic. I mean, you really have a chance to get into stuff. We got into the state report card, and we didn't just mention the different categories. We drilled into it, and we really took our curriculum department and asked them questions, and we looked at numbers, and we looked at improvements and asked questions. I mean, it would be great to be able to do that at a public meeting like this, but I guarantee you people would all leave. It's dry. It's boring. But it's really going to the facts, and it really helps us. I think as a board, we've done more good on Saturday work sessions than ever because you can really dig into the works of it. We discussed the permanent improvement levy and what we thought different buildings need and what we're going to try to look at for the levy. And then, of course, we did discuss the levy. So I think the Saturday session that you've heard about, if you ever want to come and really see the nuts and bolts of the operation, so those Saturday meetings are really good. They're dry, but they really are where things happen. They're where the boards can actually give their opinions and not hide behind. The Saturday meetings are good, and this was one of our better ones, I thought, just from what we got to. However, in my opinion, my humble opinion, the highlight of that meeting was a young man from the high school who came up, stood at the microphone, and asked the board to do something about the state funding. And, you know, I don't know if people realize, but the state funding in Ohio is unconstitutional. The Ohio Supreme Court passed a law many years ago in the DeRolf case and said the funding in Ohio schools is unconstitutional. It's unconstitutional. So why do we still have this 20 years later? Well, because that unconstitutional charge has no muscle behind it. There's nothing they can do to lawmakers to make them change it. So year after year after year, schools are paying for their schooling on the basis of property taxes. And this district, and this is important to realize, this district would never have gone back to our voters for a levy for the last 20 years had they not done these different changes. You know, they took $9 million away from us a year. We're deficit spending now between $2 and $3 million a year, but they took $9 million a year away from us. Had they not done that, we would not be going to the levy. Every time we get a new student at the high school, we get no new money, and yet other high schools get new money. And so, once again, we would not need additional levies in order to keep the main and maintain the wonderful school system we have. But because we're capped, we don't get additional monies. And so I think it was great that this young man, I didn't write his name down, but who was it?
DJ Stewart.
He just looked at us and said, why aren't you guys doing something? Or isn't there something you can do? Not realizing that for 20 years there have been committees and organizations trying to tell the you know, congressmen and senators of our state, hey, you know, it's illegal. What's going on? And he was just wondering, why are we doing this? And I was so impressed by him. And, you know, we didn't have an answer for him. You know, we can sign letters and petitions and march, and they've done all that. It comes down to our legislators who are just looking at an unconstitutional law in the face and just going, because that's what they're doing. They don't care. It's unconstitutional. Washington Local, as strong as we are, had they had this 20 years ago, we wouldn't be here today. We would be bankrupt and we would be gone. And the future, if they don't start changing these things, and they don't start listening to that young man and saying, when the courts tell you it's illegal, it's illegal. It was great to see this young man concerned about this type of thing. And that, to me, was the highlight of the meeting, to see that kids in our school recognize what the adults don't.
I absolutely agree.
Those are my comments, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Hunter. I always like going after you because you cover everything that I was going to, and so I can keep it short. I do want to thank you for your service, Mr. Hunter. We very much appreciate it. You've done a lot of good things for Washington Local.
I appreciate it.
I know that this district is solidly in your heart, and I thank you personally and on behalf of this board.
Thank you very much.
For your service. In terms of the Saturday work session, I just want to cover a couple of things that David covered. We did spend 4 hours here on Saturday morning, and as David said, you know, it's not something we all love to do, get up on Saturday morning and trudge in here, but it is a public session. We have a big conference table in the middle of the room here, and we do go at it in great detail. Katie Spentoff gave us a nice presentation on the report card, which was well received by the board. She did a nice job. Thank you very much for that, Ms. Spentoff. We looked and delved into Dr. Hayward's goals for the coming year and how we're going to set those and go forward. We looked at those in great detail. Again, as Mr. Hunter said, we looked at the levy, talked about some of the issues that we're going to be facing, some of the things that we need in terms of this district. We talked about facilities, and we're looking at a master plan for the future, what we're going to do, how we're going to proceed forward. We've all been hearing talk about state money that's possible for building some new schools that are certainly much needed. And ironically, in terms of the report card, some of our oldest buildings are our best buildings. You know, Wernert, for example, is a stellar school, and it's about 100 years old. And great credit to OPSI and to all of the staff who works very hard to make that happen. But, you know, as time goes by, we recognize that likely will have to be rebuilt in any event. And Karen, again, I want to thank you for your support of your people on this levy and for speaking out strongly in favor of this district. Again, show love. Many of your people live in this district, and they certainly love Washington Local as well as we do. And that's why we're here. We're not doing it because we're going to get rich. We're going to get about $4,000 this year for all of the meetings that you see. plus the hours upon hours that I'm on the phone with Dr. Hayward and Mr. Falk and all the other board members and each other. You just have no idea what goes on behind the scenes in terms of our ongoing discussions. And in closing, DJ, I sent him a letter this week and thanked him for being here. He was just really articulate in his argument on Saturday morning. Just a nice young man who spoke well. And again, I love seeing that in our students who are taking a real interest in what's happening around them. That being said, Mr. Davis, anything?
Sure, I've got a couple of things. First of all, we'd like to welcome the French and German exchange students that are visiting us for a couple of weeks. And I'd like to thank the families who've brought those students into their homes. And it's a wonderful opportunity for us to learn from them and from them to learn from us. And the exchange opportunities from that we participate in annually really generate some great conversations, great awareness, and opportunities, not only for the students, but for the adults as well. So we're grateful.
Exchange students here?
Do we have any exchange students here tonight? I didn't see any.
Okay.
They're doing a lot of fun things because what they plan for them is something like wildly fabulous every night. And so they leave thinking America is one of those places that does something yeah. really fabulous every night. So
were they on their tour today, Mr. Davis? Was today the City of Toledo tour?
It may have been. I'm not sure.
I think it was. I was at the welcome ceremony as well. That was very nice.
Yes.
Very nicely done.
Yep. Thanks for being there. Also, and to piggyback off Mr. Sharp's comments about the security summit, I would like to thank Sarah Hoffman, Jen Gent, Jay Merritt, Karen Gilliam, Bill Colin, and I really can't thank myself, but I think I just did.
Pat him on the back, Chris.
Yeah, right. It's like, raise your hand as high as you can, Patrick. For attending this summit as well, because it was very informative. It was really good information, and it was a great opportunity to be with other people in our industry who are all faced with the same concerns and situations. And there's a lot of good information out there that's proactive. There's the prevention piece, but I think one of the things that I really liked and took away from it is it's a safety issue. And so that I think we get focused on the crisis response to a shooting incident, but it's so much more than that. It is that and more. So how do we best prepare for all types of crises that show up, and what do our protocols and systems look like currently, because we have them, and then how can we continue to train ourselves and our staff and look at these protocols and improve them as we move forward. So thanks for that opportunity.
Thank you, Mr. Davis. Anyone else have anything else?
Yeah, I do have one other thing. For anybody that would like to get involved or learn anything about that, what we attended last week, it's Sandy Hook Promise Programs. You can Google that. They give you a lot of really good information there. They actually let you get involved. You can sign up and become involved. And there's also a safeandsoundschools.org, and it's pretty much the same thing. It's a lot of Sandy Hook parents that were victims in that shooting, and they've collaborated, and they're gaining momentum nationwide. They're adding a lot of members to that organization. So it's really nice, and you can get on there and check it out.
Thank you.
I just wanted to piggyback really quick. Karen in OPC, again, I'm sorry I didn't say it earlier. Thank you so much. And speaking with Dr. Hayward, she had mentioned that you guys are just boots on the grounds already, and I can't tell you how valuable you are. So thank you so much for all that you've already done. We appreciate that. And I was just going to say that if we've got a board member that's been here for 25 years, I think that we should have a roast. Just
isn't
saying.
That, isn't that nightly?
Do you mean a barbecue? I'm up for a barbecue.
Better.
Or do you mean a...
let's keep it family clean.
Just such a... We need to keep it kind of...
Yeah, yeah.
We'll wait till Jim.
I always thought Jim Langendorfer said it best. He was going to name something after me. He wanted to name all the porta potties.
We'll see about that. Dr. Hayward, can you look into that, please? No. Back to you.
Exhibit 11, purchases over $25,000. The Student Services Department is requesting approval for services that exceed $25,000, including nursing services, sign language interpreter, K-6 physical therapy services, among others. The superintendent recommends the agreement for limited professional service for pre-bond architect. The request is in the amount of $47,300. The technology department requests the purchase of 300 Lenovo Chromebooks with licensing in the amount of $62,007. The Whitmer Yearbook Advisor requests payment to Jostens for the 2018-19 Whitmer Yearbook with an estimated cost of $47,353. Per policy 6320, the superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve purchases over $25,000 as presented.
Motion to accept.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Sharp, second by Ms. Canales. Discussion.
Yeah, I noticed on here Regina Chaley and Christa King. Can you tell me a little bit about that, why we support that?
Yeah, so we are responsible for non-publics, and we're their financial agent, and we also have federal grants. So Regina Chaley, Christa King, those are being paid out of 6B, which is a federal grant, and so we are the fiscal agent for that.
Okay.
And so we are responsible for those services, and so our people are supporting those non-publics, and it's ultimately our responsibility. So, for example, if an IEP is not completed, it is a ding on us because we are responsible for that. All others are ours and coming out of general fund money.
Okay. Thank you.
Dr. Hayward, I think Mr. Parker is here tonight. I wonder if you'd introduce him to the audience. The members of the board have already met him.
This is Mr. Jeff Parker. He is from SHP. He has years and years of experience in Ohio, all over Ohio, as an architect. And he will be supporting us as we navigate through the pre-bond architectural and facilities process. Thank
Welcome,
you.
Mr. Parker. Thank you for being here. Any comments, thoughts, questions, board? There being none, call the roll, please.
Mr. Hillstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Sharp?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Exhibit 12, after school dinner program. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve the start of an after-school grab-and-go dinner program for all children that stay after school for activities, classes, and enrichment programs at Whitmer High School, as well as the entire campus, which is Washington and Jefferson. All children that participate in this program will eat free, and the district will be reimbursed by the state at a rate of $3.23 per meal served. This is kind of a backwards process. It requires getting board approval first, and then you fill out the application process. So it's not a typical process through the Ohio Department of Education.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Hughes, second by Ms. Canales.
Should the language on this be changed so it says Whitmer High School and junior highs?
It's at Whitmer, and it's mainly for Whitmer, but if the junior high and kids come over, they will be served. Yeah. So that's how Deb explained it to me.
Right.
So we do not turn any of our kids away.
Right. It's just saying at Whitmer High School, but not for Whitmer High School. I think that's okay.
What a wonderful program.
Yes.
How soon will that start, Susan?
If the application goes through and it's approved, she is anticipating October.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
Nice.
The meals include a variety of cold sandwiches, fresh fruit choices, fresh vegetable choices, and milk.
Awesome.
Anything else? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Sharp?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Hillstrom?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Exhibit 13, bus purchase resolution. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve the resolution to proceed as presented. This is for a replacement of a bus that was in that fire in May of 2018. The compensation for loss totaled $38,500.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ms. Canales, second by, was that Mr. Hunter?
Yep.
Mr. Hunter. Discussion? There being none, call the roll, please.
Mr. Sharp?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Ostrom?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Exhibit 14, the annual school resource agreement. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve the school resource agreement as presented.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hunter?
Second.
Second by Mr. Sharp. Discussion? There being none, call the roll, please.
Mr. Hughes.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Ostrow.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Sharp.
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Exhibit 15, Activity Accounts Resolution. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education adopt the Activity Accounts Resolution for 2018-19 to transfer funds as presented.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Canales.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hughes. Discussion? There being none, call the roll, please.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Ostrow.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Sharp.
Yes.
Mr. Hughes.
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Exhibit 16, Memorandum of Agreement with TALLS. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve the Memorandum of Agreement between the Washington Local School Board of Education and the Teachers Association of Washington Local Schools pertaining to the Ohio Teacher Evaluation System as presented.
I need a motion before a comment.
Motion to accept.
Motion by Mr. Sharp. I'll second the motion. Comment?
So anybody who's a teacher knows anything about OTES and their programs, it's very difficult to figure out exactly how a teacher is evaluated anymore in the state of Ohio. And this probably just further complicates it, but it's a roll down, and I'm sure every teacher right now is giggling.
I don't see any gigglers out there, Mr. Hunter.
They're giggling.
Any other comment? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Ostrow?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Sharp?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Exhibit 17, Government Resolution. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education adopt the government resolution as presented. IDEAB Special Education.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Hunter. Second by Mr. Hughes. Discussion? Can you give us a rundown on this real quick, Dr. Ayer?
This was actually an oversight. We did this previously where all grants are required to have a person who is in charge. And Mr. Rochat is obviously the one in charge for special education. So this is an add-on.
Any other? There being none, call the roll, please.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Sharp?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Ostrow?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Exhibit 18, there is no executive session for this evening. Exhibit 19, personnel. Recommendation 1 of 2, the superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve via consent motion personnel items 1 of 2 as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Hunter, second by Ms. Canales. Discussion? There being none, call the roll, please.
Mr. Sharp?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Ostrow?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Recommendation 2 of 2, the superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve via consent motion personnel items number 2 of 2 as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Hunter, second by Ms. Canales. Discussion? There being none, call the roll, please.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Ostrow?
Abstain.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Sharp?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0 with 1 abstention.
Anything further, ladies and gentlemen? There being none, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Canales?
Second. I beat him.
So by Mr. Hughes and everybody else.
I won that one for
Mr. Fowler, please call the roll.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Ostrow?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Sharp?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Abstain.
Okay.
Great.
So. Motion carries 4-0 with 1 abstention. Let the record show that all recordings meeting has made is on file in the Office of the Treasurer. Meeting stands adjourned at 7:05 p.m.